Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Go ahead and get off your knees. You don't have to worship me anymore, but don't make eye contact. That's all I ask. Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Cliff Inico's here. I know. I'm excited, too. Cliff's a small business attorney extraordinaire. We couldn't do without him. He's a contributing columnist to a bunch of places and that publishes smart stuff. He's the author of many books, including the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Guide, also the quintessential book on crowdfunding called The Crowdfunding Handbook. I watched him put that one together, and a number of others. He's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is his website. Hey, Cliff, a lot of people are interested in franchising, in buying a franchise, becoming a franchisee, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But they can't buy a franchise. They can't become a franchisee until somebody becomes a franchisor. So if we're going to talk about chicken or egg, there's no quandary about this. It's got to begin with an egg, and the egg is an idea that somebody turned into a system that became a franchise, and they became a franchisor. What advice do you have to those people for them?
Okay, yeah, this is work I do for a lot of my clients. First of all, I guess the first question is your business ready for franchising? Now, I get calls from people all the time. They say, hey, Cliff, I'm down here in, let's say, Austin, Texas. I'm just making that up. I got this barbecue restaurant that is just truly amazing. It's kind of a family institution. We're second generation running this. Everybody loves our barbecue. You know, I got people asking me, you know, am I willing to franchise? Am I willing to franchise? You know, should I franchise this business? And the short answer to that is, well, maybe. Certainly you have name, you have recognition in a local marketplace, but to be a successful franchise, there's two things you have to know. First of all is you have to be able to come up with a business model that can be reproduced in all parts of the country and in different markets, urban, rural, mm-hmm. north, south, east, west, whatever. That's the key to a franchise. When you sell a franchise to somebody, you're saying, hey, we got a model here that you works. If you follow the cookbook, we don't guarantee it, of course, but you stand a good chance of being successful. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to be able to promise people. And with just one
because if you make your franchise
barbecue
if you make your franchise available, if you make your franchise available to the public, you don't know where they're coming from.
That's right. Exactly. You can get people from Maine. Now, right. I got to believe that people in Maine are going to look at barbecue a little differently than people in Austin, Texas. And do you know that?
Right.
You know, just because you've run one success, I mean, the most successful franchises, in my view, are as a franchise. Let's say it's a restaurant that has operated several different locations in different environments, you know, some urban, some rural, some, you know, in different states. You know, and they've got like between 5 and 10 units on the ground that are all working fairly well based on the same model, the same method.
The model is really important, isn't it, Cliff? Because you've got to be able to have a business that can scale, and that whatever is making whatever your special sauce is, whatever you're known for, whatever your brand is known for, you've got to have not only does it have to be replicable wherever it is, you have to be able to do that and make it wherever they go, wherever they eat your barbecue, whether it's in Austin or Maine, it's exactly the same barbecue.
That's right. Exactly right. And that leads to the second thing you have to think about, which is you have to realize that when you get into a franchise, when you become a franchisor, you are changing your business. You are no longer in the business of doing barbecue.
You're no longer in the restaurant business, are you?
Right. You are now in the business of selling franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a much different business
model. That's a really important point to make.
It's very important to make. I mean, how do you feel about helping other people pick real estate for their restaurants? because that's what a franchisor does.
That's right.
How do you feel about training other people to do this where you're not on site so you can watch them every day and see how they're doing the job and they're doing the barbecue right? You know, that's this is a much different model for people. You're no longer in the restaurant business. What did Ray Kroc of McDonald's famously said? We're not in the hamburger business. We're in the real estate business.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So,
Cliff, so that's the thing. So you're changing your model. Yeah.
Well, and the main thing is that if you love cooking and that's why you got in the restaurant business, you might not like being a franchisor. So you have to these are questions,
right,
folks, that you have to ask yourself. And of course, the good news is we've got people like Cliff who can answer those questions or at least help you know which questions to ask so you can get the answers to those questions. When we come back, we're going to talk about questions to ask yourself or to find out if you're buying a franchise. You want to become a franchisee in your local market. 2010, right back with Cliff Innicott. Stay with us. And I'll be at your side
forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.